What's up, y'all? It's the Kane and Aiden pod back here for episode number 6. Today we got our second interview. First off, Aiden, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. How you feeling, Kane?
I'm feeling pretty good. Pretty good. Interview number 2.
Interview number 2. So today we have two special guests. We have CJ and Ben from the Ranger Report podcast. So guys, we just want to start off this episode. So just tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Go ahead, CJ.
Ben?
Not Ben. All right, I'll go first. My name is Ben Dieter. I have been covering the Rangers as a blogger, not as a professional, since about 2008, which you guys were probably kind of young in 2008 when I started doing that. So a little bit
probably just being a little bit being born.
Yeah, probably so. But no, and this year, of course, how Kane and I and CJ and Kane and all of us met was through a site, Dallas Sports Nation, that we write for the Rangers. I got my first media access to the actual Rangers this year and started covering them, which is really cool. Like, I love that place. I love going there. It's really nice, really fun. But yeah, I've been doing that for a long time. And then also I teach some CTE stuff in high school, some engineering, some computer science. And other than that, I'd like to play video games and watch TV on my downtime.
I am CJ Berryman, and Ben and I got back together. He and I have been kind of off and on since 2014, and decided to make this a full-time gig in January of last year. So we're rolling. We've had a litany of guests. I've lost track, Ben. I've lost track. But if you put in the work, you can get all the guests.
We had Kane and Aiden, so you know.
Yeah. See, oh, there are a highlight right there.
That's right. No.
That's what I was going to ask about was this wasn't on my list, but I just wanted to ask about this was you guys breaking up and coming back together. What can you kind of point to as this is why we stuck this time? Is there a certain thing, or is that multiple things? Or
yeah, I think for me this time it stuck. Last time when we did it, we were both working for another site, and I moved on from that site, and CJ got a professional job as a journalist and was really busy, and he was doing stuff on the radio like he was all big and important, and no, but we just both got busy and kind of lost touch. And then this time when I started to back up, I had made a decision that I was going to do it weekly no matter what, because last time I would do it sporadically. And, I do lots of research and stuff, and it said to be consistent, and that's how you get it. But after a while, I mean, you guys probably don't know this yet, but you'll learn it if you ever try it. Doing a show by yourself is tough, like just talking by yourself. So I sort of put a plea out on Twitter. I was like, hey, anybody want to be a podcaster? CJ was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, good. Hey, someone bro. That I've worked with before. So anyway, once he got on, though, like literally we went from I had, 18 to 30 listens per episode. And about 6 months after CJ was there, we were getting a little over 100 per episode. And, now we're blowing that out of the water. So it's hard to quit when you're watching your numbers go up week after week.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say is like – oh, sorry. I was saying, what would you guys say is like – what would you say is your motivation to like keep on going like time after time? Like what's the biggest thing that you see?
Our numbers, I'll go ahead and take this, Ben. Our numbers just kept going up and 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 up. And the more guests we got, I mean, we've had Blaine Krim on. We've had Mason Englert on multiple times. We've had Zach Ken on multiple times. And so that kind of keeps you going whenever you're – Bubba Thompson, we've had – Cole Reagan's. Yep. and just you're getting that feedback, that personal feedback, and that actually helps to keep you going week to week. I can't believe I'm gonna say this, to be where we are, it's a grind, but there's only one other Rangers podcast that's better than we are. They're bigger than we are. And that's Jeff Wilson's, and Jeff Wilson has a lot of clout because he covered the Rangers for 13 years, I believe, and John Moore, and we go back and forth with them. We make fun of them, and they make fun of us, and it's just a fun deal. I mean, and whenever you're able to find, you know, a podcast like that where you can like interact with, like what we're doing right now. I mean, this is you know, when we had Jeff and John on. You know, they've been on our podcast multiple times, and it's helped grow our brand.
Yeah.
But we've also, you know, built our own brand, and that's indicative of just a lot of hard work.
So one thing CJ mentioned in that, and this is gonna be my question to you, Ben, was the grind. And my first season, one thing I've told a lot of people is that, like, covering these games, because you've been to games like I have, not as many, but you've been to games like I have, and you do the, you know, covering the games on Twitter, writing weekly articles like I do. And one thing, you know, when people ask me that, I tell them, I'm like, it's a mental battle, a mental grind. So how do you kind of withstand that mental grind throughout a season?
Well, it's really tough for me, you know, being a teacher. Like, it's a lot easier in the summer because I don't have my day job during the summer. I mean, I do, but I'm not actively working it. So I have time to kind of enjoy that. But still, like you said, for me, it's 2 hours away. So you drive 2 hours, you get there, you get in the press box, you go to pregame, you go down on the field. By the time you get up to the press box, I've already driven 2 hours and been there three. I've already had a 5 hour day. And then you got to sit through a 3 hour game and hope that it either isn't a complete blowout, like, you know, 15-3 that takes 4 hours, or that the Rangers have a lead and then it gets tied in the ninth inning and you go into extras. Like, you know, that's fun when you're watching on TV, but when you're there, you're right, it's a grind. Like, mentally, you're just, I just want to get my article written and I just want to get out of here. And like, you look at the professionals and they're like that every single night, you know, they're like,
and see, I used to cover games. Yeah. I mean, traveling to Austin and traveling to Waco and traveling all over Central Texas and West Texas, and yeah, that's an absolute grind. Like, it's a absolute grind. Ben, do you want to tell them about your not being able to find your car?
I told them that off air before we started. Yeah, the first time I covered a Rangers game, I walked out the wrong doors after the game, and I had no clue where my car was. And I think CJ and I were on the phone, and I was, what, it was like a half
hour.
Yeah,
I was on the phone. You're like,
walking around Globe Life Field trying to find my car. No clue.
I can't find my car, man. I can't find my car. And that was after, you know, I was kind of, for lack of a better term, chewing his ass. Like,
yeah,
bro, you were sitting right behind Emily. And you did not ask the question. You know, you didn't ask a question.
Yeah, CJ was trying to get me to ask a question on TV.
Yeah, I can imagine you got lost. I got lost in a Walmart parking lot like 2 days ago. So I can only imagine a big stadium.
Dude, I've gotten lost at my school, and it's not even a big school.
So my next question for you guys was, what was your first impression of Kane, like, before you interviewed him? Like, what was, like, your first impression of him?
We gotta go there.
Kane,
okay.
Ben?
Wait, to first off, to kind of lay the ground, these two have a successful podcast. At the time, I'm a 16-year-old beat reporter who's been doing this for 1 month, and they're going to have me on for an interview. I'm talking that point. What were y'all's thoughts?
Well, see, when we first met you, that was the first thing I thought was, you know, I didn't know exactly how old you were the first time we met you. Until we
had
talked
no
to you.
Idea.
Yeah. I knew you were young, but I didn't know how old. And when you came in, I was like, all right, this is cool. And my first impression, though, was you knew your stuff. Like, and the CJ will back me up on this. He'll agree with me. Like, the amount of research you put into your articles is impressive. Because, you know, I'm telling you right now, when I used to write for a site where I had to put 40 articles out a month, there were times where I did absolutely no research and just pulled stuff out of the air and wrote it down. You know, but the amount of research you put into your weekly article is pretty impressive.
Yeah, your articles of the draft this past year, that was impressive. You did your research. It kind of told, you know, us at least, you know your shit. So, but you got to get rid of that man bun. It's killing.
I just want to say too, is that I don't want to, the last thing I want to do is turn this into, you know, a bragging on me, because that's not at all. And all the glory goes up to God at the end of the day. It's
absolutely,
it's God's will that I'm here, that I'm doing this, and I am just blessed. And I just try to take this opportunity that God has given me and run with it, work as hard as I can with it. And that's something, you know, I've not been struggling with, but like something that I am, it sometimes can be hard for me to realize is that whenever you're right with God, whenever your relationship with God is right, all the stuff of the world is going to fall into place. And sometimes that's hard to realize. That's hard for me to see. It's like, oh, this isn't happening or this isn't happening. But I'm like, okay, have I talked to God today? Have I been intentional with God today? Nah, well, maybe that's not why.
You're talking to two devout Christians. You know, I'm Catholic, and, you know, Ben shaved his beard
for Jesus.
For Jesus. So
it was a bet during a vacation Bible school that I lost.
And I did it too. Of course, I don't have much of one, and that's what made John Moore call me
your nickname that stuck. I even made up a character on our merch store, the chemo possum.
Yeah.
Kane, I gotta let you know, until you've been yelled at or insulted by a professional on the air, though, that's when it really gets good. Like one time, I was doing a different podcast, and we were interviewing Mickey Spagnola.
Oh, Mickey Spags.
DallasCowboys.com, who you know is very – have you ever heard him? I'm sure you've heard him, Mickey Spagnola.
I got chewed out by Brad Sham, by the way.
Yeah, CJ got chewed out by Brad Sham. And I asked a question that I thought was like a softball question, like a leading question. I was like, okay, this will be good. And it was silent for like three seconds, he goes, well, that is an incredibly stupid question right there on the air, right? And we were a live podcast back then, so there was no editing that one out, man. He said, that is a stupid question.
Brad Sham.
Brad Sham yelled at CJ for not listening to him.
Well, not listening. It was a separate whole deal, because I was trying to write a book.
Oh, that one, yeah. Yeah, you got really yelled at by Brad Sham.
I got really yelled at by Brad Sham. So,
I know that those are going to happen. I just try to stay off of sports.
Hey, it's constructive criticism.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Aiden, what you got, bro?
What I got? I don't know. All
right, go ahead.
No, I was thinking about whenever I listened to y'all's interview or whatever, like the first time Kane got interviewed, he like sent me the link or whatever. I think I was like a doctor's office with my dad. And I remember just sitting in this chair listening there. They're talking like Whataburger and like, and I knew nothing what y'all were saying about the Rangers. It's about Whataburger orders. And then I don't know what Kane said, but I was pretty disgusted with what he said. I remember I was not a fan of what he said.
That's not nice.
Yeah. No, but seriously though, the support that I've gotten this year from these guys on this call, and I'm not trying to brag on myself. We're going to talk about this on our next episode when the baseball season is. But the support that I've gotten this year has been incredible, and I wouldn't be here without it. So the next question I've got to ask you guys is, what are your thoughts on our podcast? I know CJ's listened to it, Ben. I don't know how many
episodes. I've listened to it. I haven't heard all of them yet, but I've heard the first three or four.
So what are y'all's thoughts on what we're doing? Let's start with CJ and then go to Ben.
Y'all are what you're doing right now is something that I, you know, Ben and I did way later in life, and you're ahead of the game. So I feel y'all are way ahead of the game. And just make sure, and I've told Kane this, you know, use your notes with Aiden, use your notes. You know, me and Ben started doing that, and then it's come to a point where we got so in tune with each other where we don't have to use notes. It's just, we just roll. So, but that's not, again, like I told Kane, that's not a suggestion. So just kind of y'all start getting a feel for each other. And then maybe you'll get to that point. But yeah, you know, always, always, always have notes. Mm. Always have notes. But like I said, me and Ben, we don't have to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Ben,
I like the fact that you guys are just a conversation. Like you just talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because a lot of podcasts, you know, are so scripted that it kind of isn't that fun to listen to. And especially like, I do some podcast editing on the side as a business too, like editing other people's podcasts. And it's just, to me, like cutting out every and you know, pause that's more than a second and all that, it sounds robotic after a while. And like, I think some people out there are actually hungry for things that sound real. Like one thing I like about CJ mentioned him, the other Rangers podcast that I also listen to with Jeff and John, is they leave mistakes and stuff in there. And it lets people know that, you know, this isn't like, nobody's perfect. This doesn't,
and we do the same, Ben.
And life is not always perfect. Yeah. And I like the fact that you guys are just kind of going back and forth with each other about life and what's going on, and insulting each other and complimenting each other. And I think it's kind of fun. It is fun to listen to. That's the thing, is it's not sports. It's just life. And I like that. I don't think there's enough just random people out there doing podcasts like you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to speak on this a little bit, but I think going back to what Ben just said was like, that's life. He mentioned life and it being hard. Like, life is hard, man. Yeah. Like, it's not easy. Being a Christian is not easy. Living this life is not easy. So, Aiden, I mean, just asking you.
Believe me, bro. I served 6 years in the military. I know how life
can be.
We've been off and on, like, recording for, like, 3 years, maybe? Probably 3 years.
Good practice. 2019? Practice.
2020? Practice. I mean, we started off. Our first ever episode is like, we can't even listen to it. I'm like, unlistenable. our voices are like, it's bad. And like, we always joke around because we're talking about some NBA player or whatever, and we're talking about how tall he was. And like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh, he's actually this tall. Like, we're not even talking about it anymore. That's always like a running joke between us.
Yeah. So no, that's good. We definitely have, you know, not started from the bottom, now we're here, but we definitely started somewhere, you know, and have definitely grown a lot. So what you guys, if you were to have like some advice for us, you know, obviously CJ said take notes, but other than that, what if you were to have advice for us with this show, or just with anything in general with what I'm doing, what would that be?
Well, for the show itself, I'd say just keep going and be consistent. It doesn't have to be weekly if you don't want it to be, but try to be consistent. Try to have where the people that are starting to get into it know when they're going to get a new episode so they can look forward to it. Because my big thing, me and another buddy used to do you should look it up sometime. It's called the Hague Sports Podcast. We did it a long time ago. I think there's 3 or 4 episodes left online because we did it for a site that didn't continue hosting, so they're all gone now. But like, we at one point, and again, we're not bragging on this podcast, but this is cool because I didn't know anything about podcasting back then. But
we can brag on this podcast.
We had Tom Verducci on, who's from MLB.com and SI, and we had 10,000 downloads of that episode in a week. And we had no clue, so we just didn't do another show for like a month, you know, after that. And again, we were back down to like, you know, 50 or 60 on the next one because we waited so long to do it. So be consistent, and if you do get that big hit, don't overreact to it, but just continue being consistent because that's what got you there in the first place.
The main thing is be yourselves.
Yeah. That,
be yourself.
That reminds me. We had a YouTube video that blew up like a year after it came out, and it's always like a running joke between us. Like, it has like almost like 10,000 views now. But like,
nice.
Like, when it first came out, we had like 800 and we were just like, oh, whatever. And the next thing you know, I'm like, dude, why is it actually blowing up? And I came out like, every once in a while, I look back just to see how good it's doing.
It's a running joke, but we took a lesson from it as we did good and then we stopped doing. With this podcast, like, we're going to do good and we're going to keep going, you know?
No, because literally after that, we didn't upload for like 3 or 4 months, like after that.
So we took last week off, but I mean, if you look over, you know, since January last year, we're very consistently once a week, usually every Wednesday, and people are starting to expect it now.
Yep.
And they're liking it, and so
yeah, we get Twitter messages when we miss a week.
Yeah. We missed a week, people are pissed off, so
yep.
So going back to kind of me a little bit, not trying to center this to me, but
well, it's your show. It's all good, man.
It is our show. So what are your thoughts about, no, I don't want to say what are your thoughts about me, but like, what are your thoughts on how I've done navigating through my first season? And, you know, I'm open to criticism always. It doesn't always have to be all good, but what are your thoughts on?
I definitely hear that criticism.
That's what partners are for. Partners are to criticize. Like,
yeah. Let me hear the worst. Yeah. So we talk about the best. Let's hear the worst Kane story we all have.
Oh, you want the worst?
Well, so yeah, sure.
I'm always ears. I'm always ears
Kane,
open.
Kane is up my ass all the time. That's what. That's the worst. He's constantly texting me, and you know how do you know, just constantly up my ass. And you know what? I don't mind it at all. You know, when I can respond, you know, I'm a licensed insurance agent, and I, you know, I, that's my day job. And, you know, we're doing this. I mean, I, really, me and Ben look at this as a hobby. Would you say, Ben?
Yeah.
It's a hobby that, you know, it's kind of blown up into something great. I mean, how many listens do we have over the past 2 weeks?
We were close to 3,500. So
3,000. Okay.
Which, by the way, the first 3 years I did the podcast by myself, I had 3,800 listens for all 3 years. So
I will say this though, as far as CJ's comment, there's truth to that. But I always said, and sometimes I am just giving CJ a hard time for his Notre Dame or his or his Tottenham game.
Go Irish, baby.
But I will say this. I will say this is that when I took this job, I always told myself, like, I'm not going to be afraid to ask questions because I am at the bottom of the totem pole and I have to prove myself.
You can't be afraid to ask questions.
So any mentor I got. It doesn't
bother me at all.
Yeah.
Any mentor I got, and I'm sure CJ can attest to this too, is like most of the time I'm texting him, it's about serious stuff. And I do get ahead of myself sometimes where I'm looking towards my future. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like I've always told myself I was never going to be afraid to ask questions. And any mentor I got, I'm going to ask the questions that I need to get where I'm trying to go.
Yeah, and yeah, for me, if we're piling on, I can pile on a little bit. So
you gonna pile on me?
On Kane. We're piling on Kane right now.
Oh, okay.
When
you first came on, and then when we did the online Twitter thing a couple of times, it was the timidity that got me. Like you know your stuff, but because we had like Jeff and you know Alex Plink and all them, you would sit back and not really comment very often.
100%.
Yeah, because you were kind of timid about it. And then like when we've had you on with other guests on our show, just like that too, you've been a little timid to answer. So that was the one thing. If I'm gonna pile on you,
is no, 100%.
Just jump in there, man, because you'll see. That's what CJ. No matter how many people we have, if like John Moore starts taking over, CJ will just jump in and voice punch.
Yeah,
John Moore
I've got to cut John off every now.
John likes to talk, man.
No, I can definitely agree with that. And thankfully, I've had multiple people that have, you know, like I said, the support has been amazing. And I've had multiple people that have said that and again, this is not me trying to, you know, brag on myself, but like, it's tough sometimes. Like, yeah. I understand I'm 17 and like, yeah. You know, it's that confidence is something I'm still, you know, building up. I would say, you know, I've really, over the past, you know, past couple months, I've really tried to be personable and just, you know, be more confident. So it's tough. I mean,
it is tough.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, because you got to find the right point to jump into, and you can't be intimidated by others. Mm-hmm. You know, and, like this is your podcast right now.
Yeah,
this is yours. So if you jumped in, I'm backing out. But
well, in honor of that, I'm going to go ahead and ask my question.
Ah, see? I like it, Aiden.
So I had a question for you guys. What are your teams, like favorite teams that aren't like baseball, like basketball, football? Like what are your teams for like other sports?
Ben? All right, so I'll start with this one. My favorite basketball team is the Mavericks, just because, you know, I grew up here. So I love the Mavericks. Sorry, I know you guys are Spurs guys.
Wow.
Man, my bad.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Spurs. Oh, not Spurs. Insult me. Sorry, Rockets. Don't insult
Rockets.
Me like that, man.
Whoa. Sorry, Rockets. My bad. Yeah, but see, I grew up, though, basketball wasn't my big thing growing up. So really, I liked all Texas teams. Like, I root, like when the Rockets went to the finals back, way back before you guys were even born. I was like, like with the Akeem Olajuwon and all that. Like,
yeah.
I was rooting for the Rockets.
Yeah, there you go.
I liked Tim Duncan, so I'd root for the Spurs.
Oh, man.
Then hockey.
Akeem the dream.
You're better than me and Kane. You're better than me and Kane. We hate on every team that's not the Rockets of Texas.
No, that's okay. Oh, that's what I do in baseball. I despise the Astros. But I grew up in till I was 10 in Pennsylvania with my dad. So I was always I was a Philadelphia Flyers fan until the Stars made their run in the late 90s. And then I became a Stars fan because I was finally an adult and I liked them then. And then in football, it's kind of weird because, you know, I've lived here since I was 9 and I came from Pennsylvania. But I'm a Denver Broncos fan. Tried to figure that one out.
I'm, for whatever reason, wearing Broncos colors.
You
right
are.
Now.
I was about to mention that. But no, I grew up loving old John Elway, and that's how I became a Broncos fan.
So I'm a Cowboys fan, through and through. Baseball, obviously Rangers, and basketball, Houston Rockets. I got to watch Hakeem the Dream. Got to watch him school the Golden State Warriors back in the day, back when they had Chris Webber and Chris Mullin and Tim Hardaway. So, he won MVP over David Robinson from Spurs and Dallas Stars. So, and soccer. I'm a Tottenham Hotspur fan. Me and Jared Sandler.
I remember I tweeted something before the college football season. CJ retweeted it. It was like, another one of you dang LSU fans. Oh, I thought that was funny.
And my uncle's a professor at LSU, so.
And we have also Kennedy Landry.
Yeah, who's a big LSU fan.
And Brian Broaddus. Yeah. Kennedy's
not shy about her LSU fandom.
Mm-mm.
You mentioned the Rockets being the Warriors. I would say as a Rockets fan, like over the past like 5 years, there's nothing I want more than to see the Rockets destroy the Warriors. It's been nothing but pain.
We got close. We got close a few years ago back when Chris Paul got hurt.
Yeah.
You know what's something funny was a couple years ago, the Rockets saw James Harden, I believe. They had James Harden and Westbrook, and they were playing the Warriors on Christmas. And me and Kane had an episode, and I remember just saying how I don't want nothing for Christmas. I just want to see the Rockets destroy the Warriors or whatever. Like, just messing around. Like, that's the only gift I need. Of course, the Rockets lost. So, Steph Curry was hurt. So,
see, the Warriors were some of CJ's fondest moments. The Rockets beat the Warriors. The Rockets losing to the Warriors was some of our lowest moments.
We went up 3-2, and then at the very end of that last game, Chris Paul, like, hurt his quad or something like that. And then he couldn't play in 5 or 6 or 7, and right at that point the Rockets had the Warriors by the nuts.
And I will stand to this point that if Chris Paul did not got hurt, we would have won the finals that season.
I think
and the
year so.
After I, that, I agree with you on that so.
100%.
And the year after that, when we lost in 6, I believe, man, I was throwing things in the house when we lost. I was so mad. Yeah. I think I had ordered my James Harden jersey. I literally ordered it that night, and I was just throwing things around the house. I was so mad.
So, guys.
And now he's not even a Rocket.
Nope.
Now he's not even a Rocket.
I got to worry about him no more.
This has been fun. Thank you guys for hopping on with us.
Hey, thanks for having us, Kane and Aiden.
Yeah. So, this is going to be the Kane and Aiden pod. Signing off.
Signing off.